Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike Fritz, best show on the radio. Thank you for listening. 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Our favorite folks, I'm sure they're happy that I'm wearing a pea hat today instead of a Yankee hat.
So. People weren't thrilled with the Yankee cap yesterday.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
I mean, you were replying to people in like the 6 o'clock hour this morning about how if Jalen could do it, why couldn't
I? Well, it's one guy.
No, I saw like four.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, because I don't do it when it happens anymore. So I wake up at 6.
Yeah,
that's when I check the Twitter.
It, yeah.
You wake up at 6. You're like, I'm going to get these guys.
Well, you know, I saw.
It's a good strategy.
I had to stop at a liquor store yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Reverting.
Just that. What's that?
No, you going to the booze?
Yeah. No. And then a gift. But what was his name? Clayton was like, yo, they're breaking your stones over the Yankee hat today, weren't they? And I was like, they sure were. But then he smiled and they thought it was funny.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
There we go.
It works.
Yes. The top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. At Roto-Rooter, the nightmare before Christmas has a whole other meaning. When the holidays cause havoc on your plumbing, call the pros at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Each the five.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So as always, a lot of funny stuff out there that I think would add to a good top 5.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at number 5, it's actually just the drops that were added to the show this week.
Oh, okay.
So I could have done a top 5
of the
on
ones
just
added.
The drops that were added to the show this week. But in case you missed some of them. There were some great ones. Starting with this one from Tasty Cake Dom out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, talking about Embiid's shot selection.
I don't think his shot selection was any different than any other game.
Oh, my God. Did I want... What? God. Oh, my God.
That's the one.
That's my God.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Yeah. If you can make a caller react like that,
yeah,
it means you're on to something. We also have Broge drop this out of nowhere.
I'm going to be smacking these lips and making some sex noises.
Yeah, seriously. That was out of control.
It was aggressive. All talk about the snack of the night on John Johnson's show.
Yeah.
On John Johnson's show. This one didn't expect, and I'm not sure I can even play it. But Jaws dropped this earlier today.
If the game means nothing, you know, some guys get in big games, their butt gets so tight you can't drive a nail up it, you know?
Yeah. Just classic, right?
Yeah, that was
just guys being dudes.
That was flaming right there. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that one was pretty intense.
Yeah, that was aggressive.
Yeah. It was pretty intense.
A nail. How do you know just how tight that is? Have you?
You couldn't drive a nail up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a lot.
That sounds like something one of the 70s football coaches said.
Yes. Yeah, you even stopped him. You didn't let him keep going.
No, we couldn't let him go with that. That was definitely a Nick Saban ism right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick Vermeil yelling
that.
Yeah,
that's an old coach's. Yeah.
But the one that has already turned into a staple on this
on
this program was courtesy of old Michael B.
Bruce Smith with
no, that's actually, well, yeah. He's old.
Yeah,
he still can play.
An old man. What'd you think of the D?
Well, I thought the defense did great.
Avant like a total pro.
Yeah,
keeps going.
Yeah, just got, yeah.
Doesn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
I don't think Avant is aware of that. Yeah.
I think the Michael B drop has already been played 15 times
already?
This week afterwards.
Yeah, 3 days.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the D?
it's perfectly said.
Well, it's so sultry the way you say it.
I know.
It. Yeah.
What'd
yeah.
you think of the D?
One more time.
What'd you think of the D?
Total pro.
Oh, goodness.
Fourth piece of audio. Oh, I don't know if you guys saw this. your boy LeBron, was back last night trying to make jokes. Here's LeBron after the game.
It stands out about the level that Keontae George is playing at this season.
Confidence.
You think he's an all-star level so far?
No, I'm the wrong guy to ask that question, champ. I watch YouTube golf these days, so...
Just watching YouTube golf
just
these
watching
days.
YouTube.
He's just
he has
golf
no
guy.
Idea how good the players on the other teams
doesn't
are.
Doesn't even care.
There's
anymore.
A guy that's locked in.
And called him Champ.
Champ.
Yeah, no Champ's a tough
champ.
One.
Well, I was wondering if the guy's name was actually Champ.
No shot.
No shot.
Dude,
there's no one named Champ anymore.
How can you... LeBron sucks, man. He sucks. You're on a team that is trying to win a championship. Mm-hmm. They're a good team. The guy asks you, what do you think of Keontae George this? Oh, I don't know.
He's like a young third-year player. Probably yeah. idolized you his entire life.
No, I don't know. I watch YouTube golf.
Doesn't even care
you,
about
you those. Sound locked in, LeBron. You yeah. sound as locked in as always. The guy sucks, man. He sucks.
He does.
He sucks. At least he didn't lie this time.
Yeah.
This is the first time in 10 years he hasn't lied. So.
Well, he's got ripped for the lying. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah. He knows we're on him.
Yeah.
He's trying to be real. Third funniest piece of audio, one of our favorites, Jody Mack. So no longer hosting shows on the Infinity Network.
Yeah, a note to all the Infinity Sports Network.
Used to be
folks.
CBS Sports.
It was CBS Sports Radio, then it was the Infinity Sports Record Network. Now it's all going to Westwood One. But so many of the people I worked with and friends that are no longer working because of that. So Maggie and Perloff and EJ, want to send them love.
Yeah.
Of course, Bill Ryder, Zach Gelb.
Dave Shepard.
Dave Shepard, JR. You know, all those folks. So yeah. Bart Winkler, you know, yeah. all those guys.
All those guys.
Yeah.
So Zach Gelb had Jody on.
Okay.
For one last, like, hurrah,
okay.
I guess.
Yep.
And he asked for one special request from Jody, who is known to cough on the air.
Oh, yeah. Could we get one final cough, Jody?
Holy
there
cow.
We go. The Mac Man.
That was a hearty one, too.
Which got me thinking about some of the best Jody coughs here on these airwaves. And
wait,
I compiled.
On command. That was a
yeah,
thick
on command.
One on
no,
command.
He, yeah. I said, that was a,
he's, yeah. He's a cougher. Here yeah. are some of the best Jody coughs on these airwaves.
I know it's the worst thing in the world to ask, Eagle fans. You want to know every minute of every single day. Excuse me. I'm getting all choked up.
Shawnee's up on 94 WIP. Hey, Sean.
Yo, boss. Sorry to bother you at work.
Don't bother.
Oh, God. How you doing, man?
You're killing me. Tomorrow night. What an idiot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, are you crazy, man? How could you do that to Jody Mack, man?
Dude, D.A., David Amendolara, I must have done an hour on one of those ones. I mean, we are not the first ones to play. D.A. was obsessed with it. I didn't think D.A. was going to talk about anything else other than Jody's coughs.
Man, those are some...
Do you want to hear it one more time?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
I know it's the worst thing in the world to ask, Eagle fans. You want to know every minute of every single day. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up.
Shawnee's up on 94 WIP. Hey, Sean.
Oh,
yo, boss. Sorry to bother you at work.
Don't bother.
Come on, man.
How you doing, man?
You're killing me.
Oh, God.
What an idiot.
Oh, man.
It sounds like it's alien or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Man, you gotta put them cancer sticks down, man. This smoking is tough.
Oh,
man.
My goodness. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale is going on right now. Save 40% off any window and door. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit GoGUIDA.com.
I know it's the worst thing in the world to ask, Eagle fans. You want to know every minute of every single day. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up.
Shawnee's up on 94 WIP. Hey, Sean.
Yo, boss. Sorry to bother you at work.
Don't bother.
Oh. How you doing there?
You're killing me.
What an idiot.
The last one sounded like a wolf. It sounded like a wolf tearing into a person.
He's eating the microphone.
Come on, man. Okay.
All right.
Love joke.
The best. The second funniest pieces of audio that I found in the last week. We play actually a good amount of Mad Dog audio on this show.
Yeah.
And he put out just an unbelievable thing yesterday. Here's Mad Dog.
Eddie Erickson, of course, Colin Schmeling. They're in the house today as we crank it up. A little cranky to get ourselves going. Troy Aikman has passed. As far as guest opportunities are concerned, he had some prior engagements, so we don't have Troy on today.
I got worried. Holy cow.
Mad Dog is the
best.
I had
that balls in there. Like, yeah. Troy Aikman has passed.
He didn't even correct himself.
Yeah. Troy Aikman's passed as a guest.
Yes, yeah. As a guest.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Everyone's had a heart attack,
man,
for a second there.
Yeah, when I heard it, I'm like, what?
I know. I didn't think we missed that piece of audio.
He said it so nonchalantly. Yeah. Like, Troy Aikman's passed.
Yeah, no big deal.
But the best piece of audio.
Oh, it's more.
Yeah, number one. Number one. You got to listen to those creeps in the morning. Try to navigate their way through this. Just cringeworthy audio from the morning show. Here it is.
I've always considered that Brenda Lee attractive just based on the sound of her voice.
Joe, I 1,000,000% agree with you.
Right?
I've never seen her. I have no idea what she looks like.
She looks
yeah,
like,
same. But
wait,
she's gorgeous.
I actually,
she is gorgeous.
The singer of this song?
Yeah.
I thought I recently read that she, not to like kill the vibe here, that she was like 14 years old when she sang this song.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I don't know if it's true. Because okay. She sounds like she's
I don't think that's true.
That does kill the vibe.
I don't even know her name.
I will say that does kill the vibe.
I'm sorry.
That's a different
deal. I'll look into it.
Unfortunately, like, Devin is correct. She was 13.
At the time that she sang it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's crazy.
My heart is
Leanne Rimes. Devastating.
Yep, there you go, Joe. Perv.
Well, James joined in.
Yeah, James is like, she's hot. She's gorgeous.
Hot. Yeah, she's so hot.
And without even seeing her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh,
that was nice, Devin.
Thankfully, Devin was there to save everyone. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Do you think anybody else would have known?
I would.
Somebody
would eventually would have called him. Yeah. Oh, that was at 6:38 in the morning.
Oh, they tried to sneak that.
Yeah, that was early.
6:38, yeah.
How about Joe? Yeah, you know, I've always thought she was so hot because of her voice. Jane, I agree.
She's 14.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We would never do something like that on this show. Mm-hmm. All right. How do I go into the Blue Chew thing here?
What'd you think of the D?
That's the way to do it.
You don't want her asking that question.
I wish you'd get rid of that drop, man.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Unless Barkan gets a little offended.
Yeah.
I don't think he's offended.
I will quit before we get rid of that drop. Absolutely not. I will stand in front of a train for that drop. Okay. Blue Chew. Play the thing again real quick.
What'd you think of the D?
If the answer is not quite good enough, then Blue Chew can help.
There we go.
You know? Blue Chew is going to send you some chewables. Well, after you go to BlueChew.com, you meet with their medical professionals online. And don't worry, it takes 10 minutes. They just need to figure out what the right mix of their product is for you. They're going to send you these chewables. And what they're going to do is get you in the bedroom back to your best. So when that question is asked, the answer is, It was amazing.
Best ever.
Right.
You're back.
You're back.
You're back.
Yeah.
I want to hear that answer.
Yeah. You're back.
Hasn't been that way in 10 years.
Yeah. All of a sudden, she's asking, hey, what are you doing tonight? You busy? You know?
That's Everything is hard.
Yes. Blue Chew is going to bring you back to your best with those chewables. And don't worry. As I said, you don't have to go to the doctor's office. Happens at BlueChew.com. You don't have to wait in line in the pharmacy. No, 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 no. They send it to you in a discreet
hard
package.
There you go. And your first month is going to be free. It's the holiday season, so Jack is paying for your first month. And I know you're laughing, going, ha, 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 Jack's not actually paying for the first month. He is. Your first month is going to be free. All you do is pay for the shipping. How does that happen? Use code 94 at checkout. All you have to do is pay for the shipping, $4 or $5, whatever. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
Chew it and do it, y'all.
Chew it and do it, y'all.
215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Afternoon, gents. How everybody feeling?
What's up, CJ?
For
this weekend. Hey, just trying to make it. Gonna go see some high school football playoffs. Watch these birds win.
Man, high school football still going, huh?
Man, this Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if y'all know about anything, but in Texas football, dude, they stadiums right here for high school look better than some. It's better than Washington Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm with you there. Yes, sir. I just thought we were on the basketball in high school.
Nah, this is the state championships.
Okay.
But, hey. Just so you know, Ike.
Yes.
The delegation is standing behind you. Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie.
Wait a minute. That is not a delegation issue.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, we ride with it, baby. You know what I'm saying? We got black people in the movie.
You got black people in the movie.
And we didn't die through the first scene. So we definitely riding with it being a Christmas movie.
You know, it gets very difficult when you make it a delegation issue because it makes it harder for me to argue against. Then you can make the delegation make any movie a Christmas movie if they wanted to.
Die Hard. But you see none of Jack put in doggone TV shows.
I know. He's an idiot. He's stupid.
Didn't get one black movie. Jack, here you go. I got a black movie.
Yeah, you didn't get, yeah. We're having to, I started Friday to throw something Nick. Out there. Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Friday after Nick.
That's there you another go. One. Yep.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Christmas people all through the movie. They got Christmas parties. They got Santa Claus.
Santa Claus robbing people.
Yep. Exactly. It's hilarious. It's good. Don't watch. Let the kids watch it until they're about 13. But you can watch it with the kids. I'm telling you right there.
Mm-hmm.
You and your wife have some wine and some beers, put it on the garage since you're in the neighborhood. Hey, you'd be good to go, Jack.
All right.
You got a TV? You got TV in your garage yet?
Nah, not yet.
Jack, you ain't in the subdivision until you got a TV in your
garage. No, he rolls it out on the deck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll figure it out next year. I'm going to get like a projector. I don't know. We're working it out.
Wow.
Man, when you
it's a projector. Books around here, man.
There's no books being sold. Ringthebellbook.com.
You get your refrigerator and a TV in the garage, and then you're doing that. You do a lot of man things.
Ah, don't worry. I got the beer fridge in the garage. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
It's right next to the books, the box of books.
It's not a bad call. Have you been in my garage? Feels like you have been.
I'm just saying. There's both garages. But, hey, I wanted to call in before, you know, say y'all made it for the holidays. You know, just been a weird year. But you guys, you know, every day I know I had a reason to laugh, get mad. You know what I'm saying? I just want to appreciate y'all for that. I wish y'all and your families well wishes and season's best.
Aw, thank you, CJ.
I appreciate that, brother.
No problem, man.
Hey, same to you and yours, yes. Same to you and yours, CJ. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Go Birds!
Go Birds. Oh, that was it from CJ. Just wanted to wish us a...
How about that?
He cannot turn the diehard thing into a delegation issue. That is unfair. It makes it difficult.
Well, I didn't
turn making it racial. Can't make it racial.
I didn't know it was a delegation issue.
It is not.
He was just pretty much saying the delegation is supporting my idea.
Your position.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. I don't. Have you heard this guy sing Creed? You really want the delegation behind that guy?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When the delegation gets behind me, don't try to knock them from being behind me.
Yeah, okay, I won't
keep
do
them
that.
With me.
Yes, that's a good point. You've had your issues in the past.
Yes, it's a constant battle.
Yep. 205-592-9494. OG Wade, Santa himself, you're
another
on WIP.
Member of the delegation.
Yes, what's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
How you doing, OG?
Man,
I'm sitting here laughing my butt off over that Joe and James really stuck his foot in something there, didn't he?
He sure did.
He got right in that damn pot, boy.
Yep. He's like, you know what, Joe? I totally agree. He was 10 toes down, agreeing with Joe DiCamera on that one.
He was excited about it, too, boy. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He's going to jail with him. Yep. He's going, to jail with him.
Hey, listen. I listened to Anthony earlier when y'all was talking about Jalen's upbringing and you know, development and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my input on that one is I think Howie and Jeffrey knew exactly what they were getting in Jalen. Not meaning, you know, like he was going to be what he is. But in terms of Lincoln Riley being an advisor for the Eagles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because they've been trying to get him to be their head coach for the longest, and he keep turning them down. So they say, what the hell? We might as well use him as an advisor. So they've had a long-time relationship even before Jalen got to Oklahoma. But him being the one letting them know that Jalen could be something, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And try to get this guy in. So I think Howie's job is basically – to draft Jalen and do as much as you can do to surround him with the necessary help that you believe a quarterback needs to be successful. It's not his job to develop Jalen. It's Jalen's job to take on coaching, to go and work hard, to get better. This is why I hate when people put draft picks on the GMs. The GMs looking at tape, and they drafting these guys off of what they've seen, and then they do get reports on them. How are they? What they... Now, the fact that they get full off of being drafted and they don't reset their goals and they get high off of getting all this money and don't go and work on their craft and work to be a great player or a good player, that's not on Howie. You know what I'm saying? So I think Jalen took what he was given and he's making the best of it. You know what I'm saying? And the organization is being rewarded or is appreciating the person, the man, the player that he is. And Jalen will continue to evolve. But what we have to realize is that this guy, since he's been here, has been to the playoffs every year, never had a losing season, been to two Super Bowls, won one, lost one, and is still growing and developing. You're not going through growing pains. You're going through growing, you know, experiences. Like the growing pains is being put out, not making it to the playoffs. Like Joe Burrow, he asked them to go and give him this, give him that, and they gave him everything. And remember, coming into this year, the whole thing about Joe Burrow was he's on the hot seat. If he don't make the playoffs this year, you know, now you really going to know something. And he comes up lame talking about he don't know if he want to be in that situation no more. To me, that's lame. And I don't think we got that in jail. And I think we got a great future with this young kid, you know what I'm saying, and to continue investing in him because he's only going to get better. And I think we need to appreciate that more than his velocity that he throws with and the fact that he don't deliver the ball the way that people want him to deliver the ball. The man is going through this. Let him work through it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, it's working.
Yep.
I think we all can agree to that.
Yep. And the Eagles have already got their return on their investment.
Yeah.
They won a
and,
Super Bowl.
And then the notion of someone saying – like Joe Gilles, he's mediocre to be paying a guy $50 million. You're not paying a guy $50 million. You're paying him $50 million for what is the going rate for a quarterback in this league as a starter. That's what you're paying. You know what I'm saying? He's not the highest paid player quarterback in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? So he's not draining us in that way. He's not demanding that you sign this player and sign that player. And I think that when we hear people say, I would like to see certain players in with this team. Well, I think that's unfair because Jalen is a part of building this team. So you can't have it that way.
What?
Those players that you think is better than him, let them win where they at with what they got. Don't try to put him in Jalen's shoes. Jalen ain't trying to put himself in their shoes.
What does that mean?
To get his victories.
I don't understand. I don't understand that. No.
Meaning this.
Yeah.
Jalen... We're not asking Jalen to be in someone else's team to see if he could do certain things. He's had to be successful with what he has. That's what I'm saying. But Josh Allen, y'all saying, oh, he could come to the Eagles. No, why ain't Josh Allen in doing it where I'm just calm down. I'm not attacking him or you.
I'm calm, but nobody's talking about Josh Allen coming to Philly. I don't understand what you're talking about.
They said Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Joe Burrow could come to Philly and win the championship. You don't know that.
Well, you don't know anything.
You would hope.
Yeah, you would hope. Yeah, and if they had an opportunity to get Joe Burrow, they would consider it and maybe try.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just saying, with Jalen, you know what you got. So it's not you're not going into the dark wondering what if.
Well, but you're not going into the dark if you're trading for Joe Burrow. He's not like a mystery box.
Well, he's supposed to be an elite quarterback, but he ain't been in the playoffs in the last 4 years. And ain't had the success that he was projected to have. So I think it's kind of a mystery box.
No, it's not a mystery box.
A hide-and-go seek. Where is he?
I mean, I know you don't want to do this, but if you think if Jalen was on the Bengals the last couple years, do you think they would be really good or no?
I do think that with Ja'Marr Chase and Chase, you damn right they would. The reason why they didn't make the playoffs, they couldn't run the ball.
No, it's because of their defense. It's because of their defense.
No, it's not. Everybody keeps saying that.
It is.
Well, why did Jalen Hurts make the playoffs with a 30th ranked defense, giving up 30 points a game? Joe Burrow's defense was ranked 28th, and he couldn't.
They
make
weren't
the
30 some when they were 10-1.
Yeah, they got worse as the year went on.
Yes, they were, bozos.
No, they weren't. Everyone misremembers that year because you guys love to prop up your little quarterback. Everyone just misremembers that year. They were not giving up 30 points a game when they were 10-1. They shut down the Dolphins in the second half. They shut down Dak in the second half. Like, they collapsed, yes, defensively, and ended up that way, but they're not the worst defensive league the entire year.
How many comeback wins did Jalen have to perform?
At the beginning of the year, sure. But they were not the worst defense in the league.
Came back from double-digit deficits, too.
Oh, all the time. It's amazing.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So the defense was bad. Dude, we was getting defensive backs off the damn streets. Don't tell me.
Yes,
what
yes. Second half of the season. Year. Second half of the year. Yes, it was.
I did my homework, so you need to go do yours. All right. That's all I'm saying.
That's a good call there, OG.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, OG.
I appreciate you. Hey, I don't deal with that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Right.
All right. What doesn't he deal with? Christmas? Or Joe Burrow?
Feelings, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, like happy anything. Okay. He doesn't do happy birthday, none of that.
Oh, really? He's something else.
I don't deal with that stuff.
I just let him go, and he realized I wasn't going to fight with him, so he just kept pushing.
He just kept pushing. Yeah. And there you go. So you're reading it.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494 as we get into the last portion of the program.
Already.
On Football Friday.
I'm going to stay here another hour.
Have fun.
Me and Teeks.
Yeah. I'm sure Teeks wouldn't mind. We'll have our picks, our weekend picks, coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel Friday, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Now, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited-time specials to get you in the zone. Boost, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. Now, this just isn't another promo you're hearing. It's your weekly pregame, NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me. down to one last friend. And will it let me say?
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Football Friday, 5:30. It means it's time for us to give our weekend picks that you shouldn't follow at all. Here we go.
Should we take them? Should we follow our picks?
Nah.
No, you did 3-1 week last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
3-1. Spike's back. Are you above 500?
You are not above 500.
I think I'm 2 games under if I was 3-1.
Oh, well, you went 1-3 last week. Yeah. So, Spike, you are 29-31 after a 3-1 week. Ike, 1-3 week, 27-33. Whoa. Me, Jackie, 2-2. I've been 2-2 since week 9. Week 8. Since week 8, I've been 2-2 every single week. I'm 31-28-1.
Okay. Wow. So, Jack, I could catch Jack.
You could get there.
Yeah.
I usually come up. I need a 4-0. I'm trying to get to 500 before the season is over.
Yeah, that's the goal. If I could be 500 or above, I feel like I'm not a moron.
All right. I feel pretty good this week.
You do? You want to start us off?
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay.
Yes.
Off a 1-3 week, taking the bull by the horns.
That's right. I'm going Patriots +3 over the Bucks. Nope. I said that wrong.
Yep.
Panthers +3 over the Bucks.
There you go. Yeah,
that rolled in crazy. Yeah, Panthers at home. Listen, not a sexy team, but the Bucks aren't a dominant team either.
No, they stink. Yeah.
Let's face it. Hold on. That game is in Charlotte, right?
It is.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm getting points? Yes. Give me the 3.
Divisional game at home?
Give me the 3. You sure it's not 3.5?
No, it's 3. I just looked.
All right, not someone to Jags.
He's begging for lines. He's 27-33.
At least he's asking rather than just straight up lying.
I'm taking the Jags +3.5 versus the Broncos. How about that? The Jags.
And that's at
man.
Jacksonville, right?
That's in Denver.
In Denver.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, only 3.5?
Yeah, that's why I'm taking the 3.5.
Jags finally getting the respect.
Yeah. Broncos probably win this game, but it's probably by a field goal. I'll take the 3.5 there. All right. I'm also taking the Packers +1.5 versus the Bears. How about that? The Packers are underdogs. That's a Bears line. Yeah. That game's in Chicago.
I would look at that, too. I would take the Packers side, too. I don't have it on my picks, but I like that side.
Yeah. I like that. And then I'm going Eagles 22-16.
It's weird. The line is 7.
Yep. I don't have anything else to say. 22-16.
All right. Okay.
Listen. Laying 7 points, the Eagles have not been playing that well. They should be laying 7 points.
No, they shouldn't.
I can't trust that.
Yep.
And it's a divisional opponent on the road. You know my motto, home divisional opponents.
Take the points.
Take the points, especially when you're underdogs by a touchdown. So I'll go with that.
All right. I'll go. I like the Texans -14 over the Raiders. Texans have come on strong. The Raiders have given up.
Oh, yeah.
And I simply don't know how the Raiders are going to score unless there's a defensive touchdown or something. I wouldn't count on that. So I think this is going to be something like 20-3, 23-3, something like that.
Yeah.
So give me the Texans -2 touchdowns over the Raiders. I like the Dolphins +4 against the Bengals.
Mm.
There's something about...
And they're at home.
They are.
The Bengals are favored in that game?
Yes.
Wow.
So here are the two things. One, there's the weird Burrow stuff.
Yep.
Now, that could mean Burrow goes off, whatever.
Right.
There's the weird Burrow stuff. And there's something about them switching quarterbacks with Miami. I just think he knows something.
Gives him a little spark.
Yeah. I don't know. The Dolphins.
Quinn Ewers.
Zach Wilson was heartbroken. It wasn't him.
I'm sure he was.
And the Dolphins have been frisky the second half of the year. So give me the Dolphins +4 over the Bengals. Give me the Niners -6 over the Colts, at the Colts. Look,
ooh, that's big.
That was a cute little game from Phillip Rivers, but I think the Niners are going to go in there. I think this ends up being a 24-10, one of those games.
Yeah.
So give me the Niners -6 at the Colts. and the Eagles, 2016 Commanders.
Wow.
Eagles 20, Commanders 20-16?
No, you heard him right. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you just pick the Commanders to beat the Eagles?
Okay, so here's why.
Yes, talk to me.
This is, one, it's a trap game with Buffalo next week.
Okay.
Two, Eagles maybe a little overconfident after the Raiders game, thinking they figured something out. And I keep comparing this team to the 24 Phillies. And what happened with the 24 Phillies is when something would go right, I always got the sense that they thought, okay, we're back. It's just going to happen. And I don't know. I'm not buying it yet. I think this is a stumbling block game. I think this is a close game in the fourth quarter. And I think the Commanders win it 20-16.
Wow.
What'd you think of the D?
Maybe a defensive touchdown for the Commanders there as well.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. Wow. All right.
Wow, just ruining Christmas.
Per usual. Scrooge asking.
I haven't picked against the Eagles since I had to.
Yeah.
Weeks ago. But I'm going 2016 Commanders.
All right. I'm taking the Cowboys -2.5 against the Chargers.
I like that one.
I think
too.
The Chargers are still frauds mostly, even though they have a great quarterback. But I'm going to take the Cowboys -2.5. Last week felt like they were smelling themselves, and maybe this week they get back to playing Cowboy football. All right.
What?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Jags +3.5 with Ike. Trevor Lawrence, I hate him. I think he's a fraud.
He might be pretty good.
But he might be figuring it out with old Liam Cohen.
I was going to say, what's the coach name?
Liam Cohen.
Duval.
Come on, man. So I'll take a shot. And the freaking Broncos got to lose at some point. They're not this good. I swear to God. All right.
What do you mean you swear to God?
I don't know. Actually, a guy called me last night to talk about
using that time.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, he wanted me to get a Bible in the house.
Yeah, you should stop
doing
that.
As a Christmas tradition. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I totally agree. That's on my bad. Donovan Chestbet.
Yep.
I'm taking the Bears -1.5. I know it's a Packers line, but I think that the Bears are going to have something for them after the last game they lost, where they felt like they could have won. No Micah Parsons. Like, we'll see how that affects things.
Point. Yeah.
The Bears feel like they have a little bit of mojo.
They do.
I'm buying them, and I'm taking the Eagles 24-13.
Okay.
So I'm the only one having the Eagles covered, by the way. Make sure that you have that in your notes for people at home.
Yeah, it is. It's in everyone's notes.
It's true. Dude, before we move on.
Yeah.
That Niners team, man.
Yeah.
I said it earlier. They could have home field advantage.
The deal with the Niners is their defense is not very good.
Right.
They lost too many, but their offense has been, Brock Purdy is now better after having that turf toe injury. Yeah. Yeah. They have been pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they play these last, after Indy, the last two are at home.
At home. Yeah.
Winnable games at home.
Niners are pretty good. They can score points. They can definitely score points. Now, defensively, but yeah, absolutely. 215-592-9494. How about you score points with the Carzar? He's going to score points with you by hooking you up this holiday season, right? Helping you slay the season, slaying your car payment.
Slay.
What does that mean? It means getting your car payment lower. That's what he wants to do. He's going to find any way he can do it. And one way is with financing. 0% financing is available for every new Hyundai on the lot. There are 200 of them, over 200 of them. And here in the winter, perhaps you want a new SUV so you feel comfortable if it's snow or if it's ice. They got Palisades on the lot. They got Santa Fe's on the lot. They got Tucson's on the lot. And they're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else, more than anyone else. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And because they are in the season of giving, they are going to give you America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. More for your trade. 0% financing on any new Hyundai. Right now at Colonial Hyundai. Route 30 in Downingtown. Online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 20% down plus first payment, tax, exit fees. See dealer for full details. Final check-in on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only 6 shopping days till Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open every day, even Christmas Eve. Do you need an impressive win tomorrow to be convinced the Eagles are back? 63% say yes. And do you like the Phillies trade of Matt Strom? That is a 50-50 proposition right there. 215-592-9494. Jerry, the truck horn guy. You're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
I can't talk. Sorry.
Okay.
Can't talk.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow.
Is he with one of those lot lizards? I'm not hanging up.
What are you doing, Jeff?
I was talking to a cop. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Ooh, boy.
I
is Jerry getting arrested? Oh no.
Has he been inspected?
I'm putting that on hold. I'm not hanging that up.
Truck driver. Was he speeding out there?
I don't know. Maybe he was. He's been known to watch YouTube.
Man, I hope he wasn't. I hope he wasn't.
I
didn't just get caught in a sting.
The phrase "lot lizard" popped up into my head, and I was like, "Is this the right phrase?" I couldn't remember or not.
Yeah, so that's the right phrase.
I let it fly. Eric in California, you're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey guys, three things. Can I start with the famous siblings?
Yep,
sure.
Luke and Leia Skywalker.
Not real people.
Oh, they got to be real?
No.
It's 5:45. Who cares?
Okay, yeah, whatever you want.
Oh, I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Okay, I will believe we're back when we beat the Bills. Then I really believe.
Oh, wow. So nothing they can do this weekend is putting you in that spot.
I mean, I'm confident they're going to win. I think we're going to put up 28 points at least. I think we're going to get rocking and rolling, but beating the bang-up Commanders with Marody won't make me believe. When we beat the Bills, that'd be like last year when we beat the Ravens. That's when I was like, we're for real.
Okay.
Regarding what the other caller said, I know nothing in life is certain, but if we had Joe Burrow, we'd win one or two more Super Bowls. No questions asked. We all know it. It feels bad saying it. I feel dirty saying it. But I think deep down, we all know that.
Well, I don't know how many Super Bowls they win. I can tell you that, assuming if he doesn't get hurt, the Eagles are pretty good with Joe Burrow as quarterback. I find it hard to believe that a team that has a top 10 or top 5 defense, two $30 million wide receivers, Dallas Goedert and Saquon Barkley, wouldn't be pretty good with Joe Burrow.
Yep.
You know, I have I'm not campaigning to trade for Joe Burrow. Yeah.
Sure.
Look, all due respect to Jalen, I think they'd be pretty good with Joe Burrow. I think you'd have to be crazy to think they wouldn't be, you know.
And if I could just say, whatever you guys are paying Tornado Shapiro, it's not enough. That's my favorite part of my week. That guy is brilliant. It cracks me up. And just the way he goes up to the line and how uncomfortable you appear to get with my
eyes.
Yeah, yeah. It's priceless.
Sometimes he goes over the line. Sometimes he goes over the line, some would say.
Thanks for the week, guys. Go Birds.
All right, go Birds.
All right, brother. Thanks, all righty. That's California.
Yes.
Yeah.
He called during baseball season a lot, I think. Yeah. I think California era called during baseball season because there was Dodger stuff, or maybe that was a different California caller. No, we have Jerry still on hold. Hang on. Jerry? Oh.
What's happening, fellas?
Okay. You all right, Jer?
He let you off with a warning?
Yeah. Well, so when you, when a tractor trailer is pulled over on the side of the road, just whether to do a quick pee, whatever it is, cop sees you pulled over, they like to stop and just check you out.
Oh, okay. So they're just making sure everything's copacetic.
Yeah, the guy was standing right next to me, so it wouldn't have been a good idea to blow my horn and chat with you folks.
Yes, yeah. Well, no, I agree. You know. I agree. What's going on, Jared?
What's the beeping?
So, it's a brake air thing. It should go off any second.
This is awesome, Carl.
It's awful annoying. I know it is.
Yeah, because, you know, we're on the radio and all, but...
No.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not like Herb, you know, so, but...
No.
Sometimes...
Thank God.
You have an air brake release thing, and it'll just keep beeping. I can't stop it. It stops...
Air brake release, huh?
It's a tractor trailer thing.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
So it stops.
All right.
So it stops. It should be
all right. What do you got here, Jer?
So... All right, so when you have a 22-year-old son, right, every 2 weeks I tell him, I make sure he checks his oil, not his oil. So
Now, whether he does it or not, that's a different thing. I just want to tribute to Tommy from down the shore.
Okay.
I love that bit. I love
it's not a bit. It's a person.
No, I know it's not a bit. I love the poem that he puts out with the oil. That is like, I laugh every time I hear it.
Yeah. This is one of your worst calls so far, Jared.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. It's been a while. You know, I got to be tactful.
Any update on the house situation, Jared?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So every time I seem like I call, I get a call 2 minutes later from her.
Wonder why.
When I talk to my hun, she's in my ex-wife. Every time, why was...
Oh, my God.
Why are you listening to the radio? You're not just supposed to be working.
Yeah. And first of all, everybody listens to this show.
Yeah. And why are you listening to the radio? You should be working, too.
I am, because I'm driving. So all I do is listen to you guys all day.
Okay.
I have the YouTube channel on, so I love...
Not while you're driving.
I love listening to you guys, because the afternoon drive show is one of the best on the radio. You know,
the best.
Thank you.
Shout out to Yoshi. I love Yoshi. He comes up with some great contact.
Jerry has regressed.
Yeah.
All right, my stock's probably going to go down after this call.
So my
siblings, and nobody's going to say this, but nobody would be flying all over the country, all over the world, anywhere else around, but Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Are you okay to drive? Okay, all right. Orville and Wilbur Wright are good siblings.
I'm a Wright brother.
I had a couple more, but...
No.
Gotta get the text line, Jerry.
Yeah, I got the text line. Merry Christmas, Jerry. Merry Christmas, Jerry.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Jerry.
The text line. Just the worst call of all time. The text line brought to you by Venari Jewelers. I was hoping there was a lot lizard. There's no lot lizard. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I think we're still on the air, Tim. What? A text presented without context.
Somebody. Okay.
Come on, Spike.
Yes, yeah. We got it.
Yes. Well, I don't want to.
Yes.
That's the second mention today.
Yep.
What's next?
Yes, I agree that laptops are great now, but when you consider the whole sample size, typewriters are just better. Elliot in a tech argument.
A sample size. 3 years.
Yeah. Well, and he conveniently leaves out the Rams Super Bowl year.
Yes. Yeah. It's only 3 years. 3 years is what matters. What's next?
What the f***? Barkan checking out the show.
What'd you think of the D?
Well, he knows.
He has to.
Oh, he definitely knows now.
Yeah, we've used it 500 times this week. All right, what's next?
Spike, please give me a call on your way home. Daryl in South Philly.
Look, he lives in Center City.
All right.
Yeah, but...
Wow. You know,
did you say you're stopping by on your way home?
No, I'm not stopping by on my way home. And he did not tell me any of that.
All right. You winked.
No, I didn't. I'm putting together reading tea leaves.
Yes.
What's next?
The list of Spike bombshells this week on the afternoon show.
Right.
Number 3, Black Panther is trash. Number 2, per sources, Joel Embiid will be traded in the offseason. Number 1, his complete endorsement of love and respect for Jake Paul. Alex in Lancaster.
All right. Did not say per source that Joel Embiid was getting traded. Did not say Black Panther was trash. I said it was overrated. But I'm fine with the context that I am missing, obviously. What's next?
Having 4:30 90s be sung by the lead singer of Pearl Jam, but not have it actually be Pearl Jam, is nasty work. Ike on Twitter after the show.
Yeah, man, because I thought I nailed that
one,
man.
Yeah, you thought you had something there. You really did. All right. Well, we will talk to you on Monday. at Chickies and Pete's, and we look forward to doing it. We thank you so much for listening. We love you so much for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly. Let's now 1, 2,
1, 2, 3.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S,
Eagles!
E-L-E-S, Eagles!
Crank it up.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
So bad.
Okay.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
All right, so it's December 19th, which means you have 12 days until December 31st. Why is that important? Well, you have until that day to call Guida and take advantage of their big year-end sale. What does that get you? Well, I'm going to tell you. It's going to get you 40% off every energy-efficient, triple-pane, expertly installed window. Again, that is until December 31st. What about doors, you say? You know Guida does doors. You love Guida. They have this big year-end sale. They must be including doors, right? Yep, 40% off that, too. What kind of door? Any kind of door, garage door, insulated entry doors, you know, sliding patio door, 40% off. And start your project with no money down, and they'll let you pay it off interest-free for up to a year. A year. Remember, this only goes through December 31st. All previous sales are excluded. That's okay. 40% off is a giant discount. So what you got to do is call Guida now. Get all the details and get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.